You're listening to Maine's Political Pulse. I'm Erwin Gratz, joined today by Maine Public Statehouse correspondent Kevin Miller. Maine holds a primary election next Tuesday, but Kevin, this is going to be the state's second primary election this year.
Yeah, that's right. So folks may remember that we just had a primary on March 5th, but that was only for the presidential races. Turnout was pretty low at that time because Trump and Biden had essentially locked up their nominations. But this primary next Tuesday will be for congressional seats, the legislature, as well as county commissioners.
At the top of the ballot will be congressional races. Now, with Democrats holding both seats, the competition will be among the Republicans to see who will challenge the incumbents. So, Kevin, let's begin in the 1st District. Set it up for us.
Yeah, so in the 1st District, we have a Republican primary between two candidates, Ronald Russell and Andrew Piantedosi. Ronald Russell spent 30 years in the Army. He was an airborne ranger and was qualified as a Special Forces member, a Green Beret. He worked in the defense contracting industry after that and then had several businesses before he retired and came back to Maine with his wife a few years ago. The other candidate is Andrew Piantedosi. He has spent a few decades in the tech industry, especially the software industry. He grew up in Connecticut, went to school in New England, has been up here in Maine for some time with his family and his wife, and they live in Cape Elizabeth. It's been a pretty low-profile primary, I'd say, and I think a big part of that is that in the 1st District, which is southern and coastal Maine, it's a very reliably Democratic district. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, she's been in office for about 16 years now, and she usually wins the November election with about 60% of the vote, and sometimes that's even after she hasn't really campaigned.
Well, in the 2nd District, we have a Republican primary that pits a former race car driver against a former actor.
Yeah, that's right. So the 2nd District primary is between two freshman members of the Maine House, and they have some pretty interesting backgrounds, as you just mentioned. So on one side, we have Austin Terrio. He's a 30-year-old former race car driver from Fort Kent. He raced in the NASCAR Truck Series for a bit, and then he actually got his start in the big NASCAR Cup Series back in 2019. But then he was injured pretty quickly, so he wasn't able to finish the season. Since then, Austin, he switched his focus from driving to the business side of racing. He said he always liked business. But he also represents Northern Arista County in the Maine House. I sat down with Terrio at a restaurant in Machias a few weeks ago during a campaign swing through Washington County. And he told me that although he doesn't have much political experience, he believes he has the business experience and the demeanor that voters should be looking for at this point.
So I said, you know, now is the time to run. There's so much craziness going on around our country. If now is the time to be a voice of sanity and a voice of common sense, it's going to be now because people are listening and they're wanting something. They're wanting something different. They're wanting some change.
And then his primary opponent is Mike Sobolewski. He's from Phillips. He's another native Mainer, but he was an actor in New York City for more than a decade. Seems like he did mostly smaller parts in TV series like Law & Order SVU, but also was in some big movies. Mike has run several businesses here in Maine, including a bar and a restaurant in Augusta. And then most recently, he helped coordinate the 2020 census here in Maine for the U.S. Census Bureau. But now he's mostly retired and he represents Western Maine in the House. I tagged along with Sobolewski in Piscataquis County the other week. And during one of my conversations with him, he pointed to his Marine Corps service and his lengthy experience in business.
I've actually been out there. I have the experience, multiple experiences. I know how corporate America works. I know how businesses are run. So, recruiting race car drivers, yeah, that's nice, okay? But when you actually start getting into multiple businesses with multiple payrolls, multiple issues, that's a completely different animal right there.
Do you have a sense for which candidate has more momentum heading into the primary and what the outcome Tuesday will mean for the general election in November against the Democratic incumbent, who's Jared Golden?
They both describe themselves as conservative, and they've both been campaigning on what have really become red meat Republican issues like the economy, border security, the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. and Maine, and government overspending. Austin Terrio has picked up some big endorsements, and we're talking House Speaker Mike Johnson and Donald Trump, of course, really doesn't get any bigger than Trump in Republican politics today. That's helped Austin raise quite a bit of money for a congressional primary here in Maine, more than $1 million. And that's allowed him to air TV ads and to do a lot more aggressive self-promotion than Mike Sobolewski has. As far as what this means for November, Austin Terrio already has the backing of national Republicans, as I just mentioned, but I would suspect that that support would probably transfer to Mike Sobolewski if he won the primary. But the second district is a swing district. Democrats have held it for most of the past several decades. But like a lot of rural America, it's getting increasingly conservative and Republican. Jared Golden, he's a moderate Democrat in terms of today's Democratic Party, but two of his three wins were decided by ranked choice runoffs. So, you know, at this point, a lot of the race prognosticators who watch these things down in D.C., they rate this one as a toss-up.
There are only a few contested primaries among the 186 legislative seats that are up this year. Kevin, I understand there's a fairly unusual Democratic primary, though, for a House seat in Waterville. What's happening there?
Yes, so this one is unusual, and it's interesting because we are seeing an internal Democratic fight over abortion. This is House District 65. The incumbent in the race is Democratic Representative Bruce White, but groups like Planned Parenthood's Political Action Committee have been trying to defeat Representative White because he's voted against several bills to expand access to abortion and to protect abortion providers here in Maine. And his opponent in the primary, Cassie Julia, says she got into this race because her young daughter actually flagged Representative White's votes on abortion. As we've seen over the past couple of years, abortion has become a major campaign issue for Democrats, but it's normally against Republicans. And this is the first time that Planned Parenthood Action Fund has actually endorsed a candidate in a legislative primary here in Maine.
And how about the other contested primaries? What's at play in those races?
So there are a total of 17 contested primaries for state House seats. That's out of 186 total seats between the House and Senate. So it's not a lot of primaries. They're pretty evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. The Republicans have two Senate primaries in Central Maine that are actually between current or former state lawmakers. So those could be interesting to watch. But then there are two three-person Democratic primaries. One is for the Portland seat that's now held by House Speaker Rachel Talbot Ross. She's termed out and she's running for the Senate. And that primary is between two current or former state lawmakers and a former school board member. And then the other three-person primary is in Cape Elizabeth. And because ranked choice voting will be used in both of those primaries, the winner could actually end up being chosen in a ranked choice runoff.
Kevin Miller is a Maine public political reporter. He has more on Maine's Political Pulse podcast and the Associated Newsletter. You can find both at our website, mainepublic.org.